As a child in the 80s, I remember being at the skating rink and playing limbo on skates. Yes, I was that kid. The song Limbo Rock would start and everyone knew it was time. Every limbo boy and girl all around the limbo world. La 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 la. Limbo lower now. Limbo lower now. How low can you go? And the competition would begin to see who would get the bragging rights of being the one who could go the lowest. Spoiler, it was never me. Not that limber. I don't remember how long ago it was that I'd heard enough of my clients making concessions and realizing just how low their relationship bar had been lowered, but one day it hit me. It's like we've unknowingly been playing limbo in our relationships, lowering and lowering our bar in an attempt to not end the game, so to speak. So today I'm going to share just a little bit about how concessions are a huge part of the experience of self-gaslighting. Before I do that, though, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Sarah Morales, the host of this podcast, and I'm so glad you're here. If you're new to the pod and want to know a little bit more about me, what I do, my past, my professional experience, any of those types of things, and all of the different offerings that I have to help people heal from the effects of chronic gaslighting, please check out my website, deconstructinggaslighting.com. I'll have the link in the show notes. So here's the thing. Noticing concessions is about seeing the end result of where living in the land of shoulds takes us and adding in the self-directed maybe or the phrase at least. Let's dive deeper into this. Now, once again, I'm going to draw you back to my definition of gaslighting. And the second part of that is about being convinced to think, feel, believe, perceive differently than we would if we were in alignment with our authentic self. So in this episode, we are going to look at the definition of concession. And concession is the action of conceding, granting, or yielding something. So for me, that's not clear enough. So let's actually look at the definition of concede. So the definition of concede is to yield, grant, or admit something reluctantly or hesitantly. To admit that something is true or valid after first denying or resisting it. And lastly, to admit defeat. So here's where I'm going to also give another friendly reminder that self-gaslighting always starts with some sort of external gaslighting. And with concessions, we likely have had many gaslighting behaviors happening over and over and over again that have chipped away at our sense of knowing. And with concessions, it's specifically about knowing where our relationship bar is versus where we want it to be. The two biggest ways I've seen making concessions happen in my practice is around boundaries and around how well we are loved. And so I'm going to give two examples. First example is an example of the boundary concession. And with this one, I'm going to give a pretty strong trigger warning as I'm not going to talk in detail, but I'm going to talk about the topic of pornography. So this is a fairly common boundary and concession making journey that I have heard from many, many of my clients. So the one person starts out with a boundary in their intimate partnership, a marriage, whatever it might be, of no pornography. Like that's not something that is okay in this relationship for me. For many years, the other person was gaslighting them about it in many, many ways. Now, one way was by inviting them to participate in watching pornography with them and manipulating them by telling them that their sex would be so much more passionate if they included pornography in their sex life. Now, at the beginning, it was easy for the original person to say no. They knew it was something that they wouldn't want to participate in. But after years of being gaslit, they start to doubt. Enter the self-directed maybe and should. Maybe it won't be that bad. Maybe I was being a prude and I'm wrong. Maybe I should do this for my partner. They've been wanting this for such a long time. et cetera, et cetera. And what do I hear? How low can you go? Like I said before I gave this example, I want y'all to hear me. This is not uncommon. So many of my clients have ashamed themselves for having traveled this exact path or any number of paths similar to it. And I'm going to address this a little bit more in just a minute. But let's go on to my second example first. And that example is how concessions show up around the topic of being loved well. And the way that this often happens is surrounding what typically has to do with the gray area between what we won't allow in our relationships and what we actually want or are asking for. There's so much room for concession making here because, well, at least they're not fill in the blank. One of the most common ways I've seen this show up is when my client's partner is finally sober or not cheating on them anymore. But even after, at minimum, I'm going to say a year of working, quotes, working on themselves, they have little to no empathy when my client is still hurting from the betrayal. Their partner tells them gaslighting phrases like, "I'm doing the best I can, you expect too much. It's never enough for you," etc. Understanding that this type of gaslighting has been happening for many years, my clients would feel stuck between advocating for themselves and their needs and then dealing with this kind of fallout, or making a concession and, quote, admitting defeat. Maybe I am expecting too much. I should be grateful that they're sober. At least they're not acting out or cheating anymore. I should back off and stop trying to control their recovery. That one like hurt to put down in my notes. I've heard it so much. You're not controlling the recovery. And again, what do we hear in this process? How low can I go? Now that I've given examples of what this looks like and how it happens, I want to take a moment to give solidarity and validation. Every single client I've met, and in fact, every person I know, including myself, has done this. There's nothing wrong with you that you've done this. If you think back to last month's themes and all the places we've experienced gaslighting externally, of course we have internalized these things. Of course we've made concessions when our relationships are threatened if we don't. And we are on journeys epitomized by the Maya Angelou quote, "Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better." That is the perfect blend of grace and self-accountability. You did what you did. I did what I did. And it was the best we could do with what we knew at the time. And we want to do better by ourselves. You want to do better by yourself. You don't want to play limbo anymore. Now that I've given definitions and explanations and a couple of examples and a little bit of validation and solidarity, I wanted to take a hot minute to talk about the difference and being able to recognize the difference between making concessions and compromising. It's a really important distinction. And I know I've talked about it before. However, I never make the assumption that somebody has listened to every single podcast episode that I do. So I want to make that distinction here again today with this episode because it's so important. So what we need to understand about compromise is it's typically a conflict that two people have between two different conflicting, at least at some level, values. Okay. So the way to compromise then is to see, is there a way to maybe change how we're getting those values met, or both getting at least part of those values met and not being so insistent that the only way for this value to get met is my way, right? So we're looking at ways that we can both get our values met by maybe changing the details of how they're met. There's no abandoning of our values completely when there's a compromise happening. When a concession is happening, however, one person is abandoning their values or their needs in that situation for the sake of the other person. So that's what we don't want to have happen. Now, granted, we can't always make compromises. And then what we're looking for in relationships is mutuality. Not one person is always the one that is getting their way and the other person is the one that's always making the concession, right? Or the quote unquote compromise. It's a compromise if there's a balance there. It's a concession if we're the only ones doing it. Okay, so hopefully that's clear. I'm going to give you a little example so you can see how it works. It's very simplistic. I know it's not always this easy, but I wanted you to get an idea of how it could work. So let's imagine I was on the schedule. My partner and I take turns making dinner, and it was my night to make dinner, and I had a really rough day. You know, really hard client sessions, maybe some stuff with my kids, who knows, whatever. Had a bad day. And so I no longer want to make dinner. Like I just don't have the bandwidth to do it. I just want to go out to dinner. And so the value that is driving that desire is self-care. I just want to give myself a break. I want to give myself the ability to rest and relax and not push, right? So my partner values being wise and frugal with our money. And everyone pretty much knows almost always it's going to be more expensive to eat out than it is to eat the food that you have in your house, right? Buying food from the grocery store and preparing yourself is cheaper than going out to dinner. So there's a conflict between values there. So we could look at it as, well, one person's gonna have to give in, right? Like one person is gonna have to make a concession here. Because what, you're either gonna eat at home or you're gonna eat out. I don't know how you're gonna like compromise that. However, if we slow down and we look at what are the values and is there a way that both people can have their values met at least somewhat, then we can start getting creative. And so a compromise in this example would be my partner saying, well, what about this? Instead of going out to dinner, even though it was your turn to make dinner, I'll make dinner. That way you can still get to rest and do some self-care, and I get us saving money and being frugal. That is the difference. That is the essence of the difference between making concessions, either going out to dinner or me making dinner, versus compromise, where my partner made dinner and we both got our values met. So now that I gave that kind of little compromise versus concession 101, let's take this into our top takeaways and some things that you can do to minimize making concessions in your life and minimize the self-gaslighting. Number one, recognize that making concessions is not only self-gaslighting, it's also self-abandonment. I encourage you to create a mantra for yourself that is something like, I do not abandon myself to make others happy. Number two, pay attention to any time you say, maybe I, or at least they, and ask yourself, am I making a concession here? Number three, remind yourself that relationships are not a game of limbo. If you're basically seeing how low can you go, give yourself permission to stop trying to go so low and begin doing the work of shoring up your boundaries and raising your bar. As I wrap up today, I wanted to remind you of the different offerings I have on my website that help you recognize gaslighting in all the areas of your life. Check them out or even schedule a free consultation with me, and we can talk about what programs are the best fit for you in your situation or relationships. I would also love to invite you to follow me on your preferred social media platform. I'm most active on Facebook and Instagram, and I would love to interact with you there. I'm on Facebook and Instagram as Sarah Morales Coaching, and I'll have the links in my show notes. Thank you, my listener, for listening to today's episode. If you found it helpful and want to help me get it in the hands of more people who could benefit from it, please leave a review and subscribe. Additionally, if you can think of one person in particular who could benefit, please share it with them. And remember, you may have crashed and burned, been broken and hurt, but damn it, you're a phoenix and you're rising again. I think It's Time We Fly. And now Phoenix by Katrina Stone.
There's no flicker, there's no flame in you. Think we're playing a game here. You and I are the same, and I need a chance to rise from the ashes. Everybody watching, everybody talking, better keep on walking by, by. Cause I don't wanna fall for another lie. I think it's time to fly. Cause I crashed and burned and broken heart and laid there for a while. But now I don't choke when I see smoke. It only makes me smile. You find me in the furnace. From the depths, and I don't think I need your blessing now. The rhythm of my wheels only better now. They don't want that new blood, they just want that old love. Hell, you never enough for you. No, I don't wanna fall for that same old life. I think it's time to fly. Cause I crashed and burned and broken heart and laid there for a while. But now I choke when I see smoke. It only makes me smile. You find me in.